Actor Ray Sharkey died on Friday of AIDS. He was 40. Many people became his fans after seeing him on the TV series Wise Guy in the role of gangster Sonny Steelgrave. He gave a great performance in the film The Idolmaker as a producer who created teen idols. And he co-starred in the comedy Scenes from the Class Struggle in Beverly Hills. Sharkey's career was held back by drug problems, and he's said to have contracted AIDS from IV drug use. We're going to remember him with an excerpt of a 1988 interview during a period when he seemed to have given up drugs and alcohol. We spoke shortly after his Wise Guy success. Let's hear a scene from his last Wise Guy episode when he found out his right-hand man, Vinny, was really an undercover agent for the FBI. In the character's last moments, he plays the jukebox and sings along with the Rascals' Good Lovin'.
I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, doctor, Mr. MD, can you tell me what's ailing me? He said, yeah. Randolph Scott was shooting his way through Tombstone while I was working my way through Maria's wire-reinforced underwear. Ooh, I can still feel it. Come on, love. All I need is love. Ooh, give me good loving, Maria. Yeah!
Gangster and mobster performances are really good performances, are so much fun to watch, and I'm always trying to figure out why are great performances in gangster roles and mafia roles so terrific. Do you have any ideas? I mean, I really enjoyed watching them in that role.
Well, think about it. They're enjoyable to watch because there's a sense of danger. These characters just run through social morality and rules and regulations, and they break them, and they speak what's on their mind. They do things that we all wish we could do.
Yeah, I think it's the energy in the performance. I think it's the energy, and also that a lot of mobsters are also terrific actors, and that's part of their gift. So maybe that's a great opportunity for an actor to play someone who's really aware of his own mannerisms.
Well, I got to tell you, you're probably right, but the bottom line to that is the terrific actors in this generation who are playing mobsters in terrific parts, it's got to come easy to them because they're from New York. And
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well, you're Italian-born from New York, right?
Irish-Italian kid from Red Hook, South Brooklyn.
And you have a pretty strong New York accent still.
Uh-huh.
Now, when you started acting, did you think, and has it, in fact, affected the kind of roles that you can get? Can you lose the accent if you want to?
Yeah. When I started acting, I was taught that an actor was an actor. You played every part that you can. So, obviously, we were trained for 4 years in the classics. And you had all these, and at that time I was 17, right out of the streets of Brooklyn, and I was going, yo, this too solid flesh should melt and sever into a dew. You know, I mean, the school I came from was you approached it from in the internal part of the person you were playing, and if you had that thing happening inside you, then you could play the part, the rest you learned. And I'm glad that was the foundation I had as an actor, because now you could play almost anything.
Your role in Wise Guy was something of a comeback for you. You were out of acting for a while. Could you explain what had happened during that hiatus?
Actually, I wasn't. That's very nice of you to put it that way. But I was still acting. Only I was taking like parts that were very obscure because I was hoping people wouldn't see me, and I can just make the money and take the money and party with it. I was having what I thought was a good time. I was just traveling around the country. Using drugs and drinking, and I thought I was having a good time.
Was there a period when you were thinking that this wasn't affecting your acting at all?
Definitely. Most definitely. I mean, I thought it was making it better. I didn't do it while I was actually acting. I would do it, like, afterwards at night. And then that sort of, in the last year of my abuse, it sort of, like, leaked into... sneaking into the bathroom at the trailer and having the ADs wait for me and telling them that I was taking a large dump. And then it started to get in the way of my work. It was time to get it together.
You know, one of the really nice things I always feel about acting and writing is that whatever happens to you, you can eventually use it in some way. There's something you can learn from it and either write about or put in a performance. Were you able to feel that way, even when you were kind of down, that, like, eventually I can use this?
Yeah, the trick is to be able to get in touch with it, which takes a while, because after all the years of abusing your body and your mind, you tend to burn out. So you don't remember a lot of feelings. You don't know how to get in touch with your feelings and what's happening inside yourself. But as long as you stay clean for a length of time, it will come back, and then you'll be able to use it. But the most important thing that happened in my work from not using drugs or drinking anymore was that I'm able these days to remain honest as an actor. Whatever emotions come up, I'm able to put them in my eyes, in my face, and in my heart immediately. And that's honest work. And that's what you see I think that's what you saw when you saw Sonny.
Actor Ray Sharkey, he died Friday at the age of 40.